In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we reflect on faith teaches us to obey. And we will refer to, again, chapter 11 of the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews, which is the subject of our lecture during these days. And I will start by the first verse, and also and verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is the definition of faith, the substance of things hoped for, which mean the confidence regarding the things which we hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. And as we explained yesterday, when we use our senses to be sure about something exists, this does not mean faith. Because if I see somebody or hear the voice of someone, I don't need faith to say this person exists. But if I don't see, or if I don't hear, I don't use my senses, but I have an assurance inside me, this is what meant by faith. That's why he said, the evidence of things not seen. And then we move to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And based on this verse, we will reflect on 6 stories from the Bible to show how faith led them to obey. And then, of course, we reflect in our life how faith will help us to obey. The first example of the example of Abraham, which is the verse of tonight, by faith by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. I always want you to remember verse 6, which is mentioned, that is, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And how we apply it in case of Abraham here. Let us go back to the call of Abraham, which is mentioned in chapter 12 from the book of Genesis. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I underline this, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. So in these verses, there is a call from God to Abraham to leave his country, to leave his family, to leave his people. But to go where? This is the point. God did not tell him what kind of land. He told him, to a land that I will show you. Nevertheless, he gave him a promise. The promise, you will be a great nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So there is a reward here, but to get this reward, Abraham should accept to go to leave his comfort zone, his family, his country, the place he used to, and to go to the unknown. And this is the faith. Because if God told him where to go, he didn't speak about the land. Can he? When any one of you left Egypt, of course, he or she knew where going. You just get in a plane and the plane take you anywhere. You may study what country are going to, and of course you will not know everything about the country, but at least you know where to go, what is going to have. Maybe some of you came here because there are some families, some relatives, you heard about the country here, and so on. But for Abraham, he was called to the unknown. But he accepted it by faith, because he believed this is the word of God. He believed that is when God told him, that is, I will bring you to a land, I will show it to you, then he trusts this word. Like a child. When a child, when you go to, and when you bring your husband, your son or your daughter, they will not ask you where to go. But they will go because the hand which will hold them is the hand of the father or the mother. If a hand of a stranger, they will refuse to go. But so long as the hand is going to hold them, this is the hand of a known person, a father or a mother. So it doesn't matter where they are going to. They have trust in the hand of their father or their mother. So it's a trust in the person, not the trust in the land. So God did not try to encourage Abraham by telling him about how great the land would be. He didn't tell him where to go. And this is the faith of Abraham, that is, he accepted to go to the unknown because the word came from God. And that is what Saint Paul said, for he who comes to God must believe that he is the person, the God, who is God, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we go to the second example, the second story, which is very relevant of these days, because this is the story of Saint Mary. When we go to Luke 1, and when the archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary, he came with her with good news. He told her, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Great. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he's mentioned about how he will be great and reign on the take the throne of David. But Mary asked the question, how can this be since I don't know a man? This is something unknown. They are telling me about great to have a child. But how a virgin to have a child? This is the question. And she asked this question. The answer, when we reflect on the answer of the archangel, he told her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Does it help? Does it give any logic explanation on that? Of course not. So still the question is without answer, without logic answer. Then he gave an example. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6 months for her who was called barren. But again, he's speaking about a married woman, an old married woman, barren woman. This is a different thing than a virgin to give birth. And then the angel summarized his answer by this word: for with God, nothing will be impossible. So, what is the answer? The answer that is, God said that you will conceive. So, the answer is, as St. Paul, to believe that He is. It is the word from God. No explanation, but for God everything is possible. No impossible with God. And this is the faith. And because St. Mary believed in the word of God, believed on who said that, she didn't think of the people. For there is a lot of other questions. Okay, what about Joseph? What about the people? Many questions will come to a virgin to be pregnant and to give birth. But she believed, because it is the word of God, because He is, then nothing impossible with Him. That's why she gave this everlasting answer: behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to be me according to your word. So she obeyed because she had faith. And we take this as an example of the strong faith of Saint Mary. And at this moment, when she said, let it be to me according to your word, this is the time when the Logos came on her, and the pregnancy, the holy pregnancy, started from this time for Saint Mary. But her faith led her to obey. If she did not have faith, she would not obey, because it is impossible, or at least she will continue to ask endless questions, to have an assurance about all what's going to happen. And the reward we're given to her is to be the mother of God, to be Theotokos. And because she believed, then she rewarded. The third example is St. Peter. In Luke 5, in the miracle of catching plenty of fish, the Lord, after he taught from the boat of St. Peter, it is mentioned here, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Notice here the Lord was speaking to a professional fisherman. It's not just... So the mind of a professional fisherman answered, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Now you are telling us to fish and during the day and in the deep. But because he believed in the word of the Lord, he listened to him and he believed in him. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Yes, it is against the logic. It is against my experience. It is against all the possibilities to catch fish at that time. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. This is the obedience based on faith. If St. Peter did not have faith in the that in Jesus Christ, in his authority, in his divinity, he would not follow, and we may argue with him about the order which he was given. And he was rewarded, as St. Paul mentioned, that is, he is a rewarder for those who come to him. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. And I want to draw your attention about the reaction of St. Peter. St. Peter interpreted this miracle is not in the professional way. Because if he interpreted in the professional way, like the people after the miracle of feeding the multitude by 5 loaves and 2 fish, do you remember the reaction of the people? The reaction, they decided to bring the Lord to be their king. This is the professional reaction. They found if there is a person who has the ability out of 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed over 5,000, this is the best king. Because this is a guarantee that they will find enough food. That's why the Lord corrected them. It's not a matter of fish and bread. And we start to speak about the meaning of this miracle, as this bread is a symbol of his body. And they didn't like this. That's why they left him. They didn't like what he said. You can read this in John 6. المسيح لما عمل معجزة إشباع الجموع بخمس خبزات في السمكتين، الناس فهمت المعجزة دي بمفهوم مادي. واحد يقدر يشبع الجموع من 5 خبزات و2 سمكتين، يبقى أحسن حاجة، أحسن واحد ده يبقى ملك. في زمان كانوا بيعملوا وزير التموين. وزير التموين ده مسؤوليته أن يوفر، يحقق الأمن الغذائي. فده أحسن واحد يعمل أمن غذائي. الناس مش عايزة تتعب ولا تبذل مجهود ولا تقلق. لكن لما المسيح ابتدى يشرح لهم أن الموضوع مش موضوع خبز وسمك، إنما الموضوع أعمق من كده، وقال أنا الخبز الحي النازل من السماء، والخبز الذي أعطيه هو جسدي، ما عجبهمش الكلام ده وسابوه. حتى بعض من تلاميذه، يعني بعض من المؤمنين به، تركوه. وحتى قال لبطرس: وأنتم تريدون أن تذهبوا؟ فبطرس قال له: إلى من نذهب؟ كلام الحياة الأبدية عندك. دي هتجدوها في يوحنا 6. تلاحظوا هنا سان بيتر interpreted this miracle in a different way. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." اخرج من سفينتي يا رب، لان ايه؟ رجل خاطئ. طب فين الكلام على الخطيه؟ اتكلم على سمك ورجل صياد وتعب طول الليل وما صادش حاجة، والمسيح بيحل له مشكلته الاقتصادية، أو بيكافئه على إنه خلاه يستخدم السفينة بتاعته. يعني if we take it in economic way, that is, this fisherman, he had a problem because he depend on fishing. Now no fish, no food for the family, and the Lord used his boat to teach, now as if paying him. If St. Peter interpreted this miracle in a professional way, he would say to the Lord, "Thank you, Lord. Please come every time we go to fish come with us to tell us where to throw the net, not to say depart from me. Come. زي ما العيال يقول لك يروحوا يقول لك بدل ما يقعد يذاكر يقول لك اروح لابونا ابونا صلي لي افتح لي الكتاب عشان اعرف الاجابه هتيجي منين. طلعت كده موضه يقول لك ما اروح انا الكنيسه بدل ما اقعد اتعب واذاكر ابقى اروح ابونا يفتح لي ولا سيدنا يفتح لي الكتاب فلما يفتح لي الصفحه اللي تطلع يجي منها الامتحان. وطبعا ساعات ينسبوا الكلام ده يقولوا يعني بابا كولوس كان بيعمل كده. طبعا مش ممكن يبقى بنعلم العيال ما تذاكرش. فهنا القديس بطرس بدل ما يقول للمسيح تعالى وكل مره اطلع اصيد تعالى وفر لنا الوقت والتعب بدل ما نقعد طول الليل ندور احنا عارفين ايه اللي تحت في الميه ما سمك في ميه فقول لنا نرمي الشبكه فين خلاص يبقى مش هنصيد في 5 دقايق. بس هو ما بصلهاش كده قال له اخرج من سفينتي لاني رجل خاطئ. فالموضوع مش موضوع سمك لكن الموضوع موضوع لقاء مع الله. It is not a matter of fish but a meeting with the Lord. That is why the Lord told him, now Peter, you don't need to fish. There is a new vocation for you, new job for you, new mission for you. What is this? He told him, from now on, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. You will catch men. ودي تفكرنا بمين؟ تفكرنا بأشعية. أشعية 6 لما أشعية شاف رؤيا وشاف الله قال ويل لي لأن إنسان نجس الشفتي. دايما لقائنا مع الله بيظهر خطيتنا. زي دايما مثلا لو احنا قاعدين في اوضه كده النور فيها دم the light is dim and then we have a bright light we feel the darkness because there is a change happen. When we meet with the Lord whatever spiritual level do we have but we feel we are nothing in the front of Lord we are sinful in the front of the holiness of the Lord. But this example is showing us how Saint Peter believed in the word of the Lord, even it was against his understanding as a professional fisherman, and he followed and told him, nevertheless, at your word, yani, I believed in your word because it is your word. I believed in this word because it is your word. So he believed in him, not the word in itself, because it could be anybody to tell him that. But who said that? So believe he is. He is. And I will let down the net. The fourth example, when we go to John 9, the story of the man born blind. Of course, there is a lot of details about it. But I just reflect in 2 or 3 verses of this miracle. In verse 6 and 7, 2 verses. And when he said these things, the disciple asked him, who sinned, he or his parents? He spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sinned. Imagine a blind man and somebody come and make a clay and put in his eyes. And they'll tell him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Any mind can accept that. How to put the clay in a blind man? If one with a good sight, you put clay on his eyes, he will be blind. And if he put clay in the eyes and go to wash, the result is known. the clay will fall. This is, and how, imagine this one, the blind with clay on his eyes, walking and people looking at him. This mad person putting clay on his eyes and walking to go to wash in a pool. And why this pool? So all these questions could come to the mind in the person. And if this person used his logic, he would not accept that. He may consider, this man is laughing at me, mocking me. Want the people to laugh at me when you see this? يعني كان ممكن يعتبر ايه يعني واحد يتهن له يحط له طين على عينيه ثم الطين ده الطين هيعمل مفتح وبعدين يعني ايه يروح يغسل في بركة ثم معروف لما يغسل البركة الطين هيقع وايه معانتها ان واحد يحط له طين على عينيه بيستهزئ بيه عشان اعمى لكن الراجل he did not think in this way but he believed he is of course he did not know the Lord but he accepted there is something inside these persons inside him and that's why he struggled by when the Pharisees challenged him about the Lord Jesus Christ he struggled with this he had experience he had voice inside him to tell him but he cannot explain to them they try to argue with him this person is not from God because he broke the Sabbath but he told how of course I am not knowledgeable like you the Pharisees and the scribes but my heart telling me different this is the faith something inside the person iman da haga jowa shakhs al aql ma yaqdarsh yashrahha لكن البصيرة الجوانية the inner mind this is explained to this and that's why this man accepted that when the Lord did all these things it said so he went and washed just he followed and he was rewarded what was the reward and he came back seeing If he start to argue about this, okay, he may argue till endless questions, but he will not receive them. But he obeyed, not because he understood. Of course, he couldn't understand what, but he believed. And then after that, it was revealed to him. And usually, we argue whether we understand, then believe, or we believe and then understand. There are things which is beyond our comprehension. We have to accept it by faith. حتى في الحياة العملية. يعني تخيل مثلا أنت عايز تركب طيارة. تقول لا أنا مش ممكن أركب طيارة غير لما أفهم الطيارة دي بتمشي إزاي. عايز تستخدم كمبيوتر تقول لا مش ممكن استخدم كمبيوتر الا لما افهم الكمبيوتر ده بيشتغل ازاي تيجي مثلا تركب اليفيتور تقول انا مش ممكن اركب الاليفيتور دي غير لما افهم الاليفيتور ده مش هيقع بيا يبقى هتنتهي بايه مش هتعمل حاجه على بالك ما يفهموك الطياره بتمشي ازاي ده لو فهمت يعني عايز وقت على ما تدرس الموضوع ده وعلى ما تفهم الاسانسير بيشتغل ازاي وعلى ما تفهم ده ففي حاجات انت حتى في حياتنا العمليه we trust the airlines we trust the company which did the elevator we trust these people you go to the doctor you open your abdomen but you trust him so if we trust these people who are human being like us and there is a possibility of mistakes في طيارات بتقع وفي اسانسيرات بتقع وفي دكاتره بيغلطوا ومع هذا احنا we trust them we believe in them we believe in them how we don't trust God This man born blind, he trusted God. He trusted him. He believed he is. And that's why he went. He didn't care what the people is going to say about him. And because he did so, he came back seeing. This is the reward. He came back seeing. And this is the reward of obedience. على أبناء الطاعة تحل البركة. يعني those who obey, they receive blessings. Blessing comes on them. And he received the blessing because he obeyed. Another example, we go to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2. The paralytic man. And imagine a person carried all the way, and they brought him to the Lord. It was a risk. When they brought him from the roof, he may fall, and he's said to be paralytic, to be quadriplegic. أو ممكن تحصل له حاجة تانية. لكن الراجل يعني accepted all that. بعدين, when he came to the Lord said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." والناس ابتدت تتناقش. Some of the scribes were sitting there, were reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sin but God alone? And the Lord responded to them. Imagine this paralytic man who went all this way with these four people, and then it ended by, in the midst of discussion and people doubt about who is this person who forgives sin, and the Lord speaking about forgiving sin. But then the Lord told this man, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And he believed in the word. He believed in the word. All this doubt did not change his belief. Otherwise, he will not come. He will ask, "How can I arise while I am paralytic? What did you do to me, paralytic, to tell me?" دائما تشوف واحد blind تقول له read. How to read? I can't read. But the Lord told him, arise. Just arise, take your bed. Yani this bed who carried you, now you have to carry. To show that is, you will get a power, not only to be able to arise, but even to carry a bed. And he believed in the word. And that's why he gained power. He was rewarded by healing because he believed, and immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. فاكرين موسى لما ربنا قال له اضرب البحر فموسى آمن فدام ربنا قال يعني by his staff to strike the sea, and the sea divided and they crossed. مرة تانية ربنا قال له اضرب الصخرة بس المرة دي بقى موسى ما كانش عنده إيمان راح بدل ما يضرب الصخرة مرة ضربها مرتين أيوم أيها الماردة أمن هذه الصخرة يخرج لكم ماء ربنا يطلع لكم مية من الصخرة دي الله طب ربنا اللي خلاكم تعدوا البحر مش عارف يطلع ميه من الصخرة فنتيجة ساح في ميه طلعت بس ربنا عاقب موسى قال له انك ما اكرمتنيش قدام الناس انه جاله شك ان ممكن ربنا يخرج فده يورينا انه الايمان بحاجة مش معقولة انها تحصل بالعقل مش معقول واحد مشلول يقوم مش معقول واحد أعمى عينيه تفتح بطين طبعا عارفين ربنا عمل كده ليه؟ عشان يخلق له عينين، لانه ما كانش ليه عينين. مش معقول تضرب صخرة بعصاية تطلع مية، لكن ده العقل البشري، لكن ربنا ليه حكمة أكتر من كده. ف this paralytic man he believed in the word of the Lord and the he immediately, as it is mentioned, immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all. The last story, it is also in the Gospel of St. Mark chapter 3. When he entered the synagogue and a man was there with who had a withered hand. الرجل ذو اليد اليابسة. خفيف لو واحد ايده يابسة withered hand ما بيحبش يوريها للناس. يعني لو واحد مثلا ايده مشلولة او فطبعا ما بيحبش الناس تشوفها يعني. He does not like. But what the Lord told him? قال له ايه؟ Step forward. تعال هنا في النص. Step forward. And then he told him, stretch out your hand. مد يدك. Stretch out your hand. يعني how to ask a man with a withered hand to bring him in the midst of the people and to tell him, stretch your hand. How to stretch his hand. But he believed in the word. He believed on who said the word. And when he stretched it out, his hand was restored as a whole as the other. So from all this story, and of course you will find more and more in your reading, either in the Bible, on the history of the church, on the history of the saints, we come back to our life. That is, obedience is blessing. But we cannot be obedient if we don't have faith. Life of holiness and purity is a blessing. But why many people fall under temptation and they feel that life of purity is something impossible? When we speak about sexual immorality, some people accept that as if this is the norm now. Everybody is doing this. Speak about virginity. Some people laugh at that. So this is an old-fashioned thing. Speaking about fidelity, speaking about no divorce, as if we are people for just going coming out from graves and we don't know what is going on in this world today. Tell you this is not for the 21st century. So to obey the commandment of the Lord, we need faith. If we believe this commandment is are the commandments of the Lord, and when the Lord said something, that is, there is a power of following this, and there is a reward for obeying, then we will follow. St. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We had a convention this year about purity for junior high school, college. And we take this verse as a verse for reflection and motivation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because in the midst of temptation, the internet, the iPhones now, which now uses to spread sexual messages, with the movies, with all this temptation which is around us in the world. And becoming the life of purity as if something impossible. Not only for youth, unfortunately, even also for adults. And there is a lot of deception, deceiving, the world deceiving us. Deceiving us, you know, to be mature is to do these things. Therefore, the sexually immoral movies, the adult movies. Adult movie, yani, if you are adult, then you can watch this. Of course, the word adult means you are mature, which is the opposite. It is the immaturity, the immature person who can watch these things. But this is how the world deceives people. For homosexuals, they call them gay, the happy people, not the miserable people, and so on. They use other words to call things which is not the real name of this. Instead of telling people how to correct themselves, they sedate them. That sedates them. And of course, now you know that is in postmodernism, people speaking about relativism. Everything is relative. What is good is it's good for you. But if somebody else feels this is not good for him, okay, it is not good for him. But what is the truth? What is the right and what is the wrong? And this is the way which make people, they live in a gray area. So the gray area is becoming the predominant area. And try to give the nice words to sin. If you go to any city, the famous street, call it Broadway. Broadway, this is a place where bad things are there, but you call it Broadway. Maybe as the Lord told, the way of the sin is the Broadway, the way which is طريق الواسع يعني. لكن we are called to believe in the authority of the Lord in His commandments. And if we obey His commandments, even if the world around us is telling things differently, but we believe that His faith will lead us to obedience, and the obedience will lead us to get the blessing of this, the gift of life of purity, the joy of life of holiness, the joy of the life with the Lord. It is not easy. You are moving against the stream. There is a lot of things to prevent you. Your mind may be telling you differently, but you need faith. You need, as St. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. So today, as we have this example of Abraham for Holy Virgin Mary, for the man born blind, for the paralytic man, for the man with withered hand, all this, and St. Peter, all this example to tell us we cannot be obedient if we don't have faith. And there is a blessing for the obedience. And as the Lord told the people of Israel, there are two ways, way of life and way of death. The way of life is to follow the commandments. The way of death is the way of disobedience. May our Lord Jesus Christ to help us to choose the way of life by being obedient to the of His commandments through our strong faith in Him, that who called us to live a life of holiness, He is able to strengthen us and give us through His grace to be able to live as a witness for Him to the world, to whom is glory now and forever. Amen.